Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to BTW, and we're going to drop some PvP knowledge on all you suckers.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. My name is Chris, aka AstroZombie954.
And my name is Dino Mexico.
And I'm Walker, dude.
Yep. It's just me today. One of those things that happen. Life kind of got in the way, and we had vacations and some sickness and stuff like that, so it was all last minute. So I decided, hey, I'll just kind of wing this and try and do a show myself so that you guys had something to listen to. So bear with me, and hopefully this is gonna be okay. We're probably gonna skip over most of the stuff that we were gonna go over, because like we were gonna talk about breakpoints. I don't know anything about that, so not gonna try and give you some like half-ass advice. We were also going to go over some Master League and Master League Classic and the Jungle Cup. I'll probably still talk about the Jungle, Little Jungle Cup, because I don't know, it seems pretty cool. And I'll just kind of go through some of the rankings here on PV Poke. We asked the listeners, you guys, to give us your responses on Go Battle Day. And we got a few of those that I'll read. And then we have your questions, and I will do my best to answer as much of them as possible. If there's stuff that I don't feel like I'm going to give you guys good advice, I'll probably skip it, and we will talk about it next week when we have, you know, everyone here. So let's go ahead and get started here. So the first thing I kind of wanted to do is I wanted to go over something that happened last show. So we had mentioned briefly about the phone swings. And honestly, if you want my honest opinion, I didn't think anything of it. I didn't think there was anything wrong with them. You know, you could buy them on Amazon, and it was, you know, okay. So I get it. And I got an email from, in my opinion, a very respected, member of our Discord and, part of, you know, the BTW family. And, I asked him if I could read it and kind of give my response to his email on the show, and he said, you know, that's fine. So we got an email from Team Magma Tyler, and I'm going to read the email, and then I'll give you kind of my response to it. It says, "Hey guys, big fan of the show. Been listening to every episode along the way and really enjoy y'all. But using the phone swing is 1,000% cheating. Y'all said it wasn't that comparable to spoofing, but spoofing is faking your location to gain things in the game. Pokemon, candy, etc. Using a phone swing fakes your walking distance to gain things in the game. Pokemon from eggs and candy and candy XL. You justified it by saying you would work, that you work, so you don't have time to grind, but you could use that same exact excuse as a reason to spoof as well. Love you guys and the show, but don't use phone swings, or at least don't broadcast it to the world that you cheat. Your friend, Team Magma Tyler." So, first of all, I just want to say, like, I love this email. I love the fact that you guys are, you know, comfortable enough to call us out, you know, on bullshit or whatever you think we're saying or doing that's wrong. And, you know, I'll be honest, not everyone is going to see eye to eye on everything. At the end of the day, we're all humans. We're all going to fuck up. And that's just kind of life. We're not all going to agree on certain things, and we're all going to view certain things differently. So, you know, with that being said, I didn't really talk to the guys about this. I sent them, you know, what I wrote here for a response, and, you know, I can't speak for them in regards to this subject. So I'm not going to try. I'm just going to speak on my behalf and my logic behind it. So this is my response. So I'm going to start by reading the no cheating section of Niantic and Pokemon Go's terms of service. And this comes straight from the website. You can go on the website and see it and read it for yourself. I am going to read it pretty much word for word from there. I'm not changing anything to make my, you know, case or, you know, anything like that. So it says, number 4, no cheating. Don't do it. Play fair. Our games are meant to be played on mobile devices and get you outside to have adventures in the real world. Don't deny yourself or someone else of an authentic gameplay experience by cheating. Unfortunately, methods of cheating are limited only by cheaters' imaginations and include the following: using modified or unofficial software, playing with multiple accounts, one account per player, using tools or techniques to alter or falsify your location, spoofing, sharing accounts, intentionally exploiting a bug to gain reward, abusing refund policy and mechanism, buying or selling in-game currency or items on a third-party platform, buying, selling, trading accounts, and it says, or any other activity that is in violation of Niantic's terms of service. And then they give the website, which I'll put in the show notes, for Niantic Labs terms of service. So, right off the bat, 3 things that I see that I'm not going to say everyone, but I'm going to say a very good percentage of the PvP player base do. One, the first thing is using modified or unofficial software. So we all use some type of IV calculating app, you know, Pokegenie. There's a couple other ones. As far as I know, none of them are official software of Niantic or the Pokemon Company. So it's not a official software. It's not something that Niantic or the Pokemon Company approve of. And Pokegenie tries their best to kind of sugarcoat it, and what they put on their website is relying only on screenshots or screen recording and requiring no logins. PokéGenie is fully compliant with Niantic's terms of service and safe to use. And then it's followed by a disclaimer. It says, disclaimer, PokéGenie is a third-party app made by fans. It is not affiliated with the Pokemon brand, Niantic, Pokemon Go, or Nintendo. So, I mean, that statement right there, if they knew that their app was okay and wasn't possibly going to get somebody soft banned or something like that, there would be no need for that disclaimer. They put that disclaimer in there because they are not affiliated. They understand that their software is not approved and it's not okay. Our gotchas, not Go Plus and the Pokeball Plus, because those actually were put out by, you know, by the companies. So those are actually official endorsed items, but this is our gotcha and the gotcha evolve. Their website says literally all over it, this product is not sponsored, endorsed, or approved by the Pokemon Company or Niantic. Meaning, every time you hook up your gacha, you're breaking Niantic's terms of service. So, I mean, I don't want to harp on that too much. You guys can take that for what it is. And by all means, respond back if maybe I'm not understanding this, how it's written, but the two companies of the two things that most of us use majority of the time, both very clearly state on their website that they're not official. They're not sponsored. This is not a product. They have no affiliation. And the first thing on the no cheating list is using modified or unofficial software. So, yeah. the next thing is the multiple accounts. I think that one's pretty self-explanatory. A very good amount of us have multiple accounts. You have, whether it's just to do extra sets in battling or to catch and trade to your main account, but the majority of players have an alternate account. And you can say, you know, oh, it's my kid's account, or oh, it's my wife's account, or, you know, it's my grandma's account, whatever. We all know what that second account is. It's a second account. You created or had a second email, you made it, you made a second account. That's pretty much it. I mean, there's not much I can further I could say anything about that. Third is intentionally using an exploit to gain reward. So the Melmetal bug that happened and the Pidgeot bug that happened, and now this new bug where you minimize the game and it kind of helps you with your speed up your switch timer. These are all things that we've tried or done or got upset that we didn't get to try it before Niantic shut it down. So, you know, that's another thing there. And I'm not trying to come off as attacking, you know, Tyler for writing in at all. I've actually sent my response to him. We've had our conversation and we're cool. I respect Tyler a whole lot, and he knows that, you know, we're not here to cheat. We're not here to give you guys shady information or whatever. But at the end of the day, like, it's all things that we do. Everyone does, whether or not you're going to tell somebody you're doing it, you probably do it. So I don't know what's like the better of two evils, doing it and hiding it or doing it and letting everyone know, like, hey, I use this. You know, I guess you take that however you want to take it, but I don't put the swing in the same category as spoofing. I put it in the same category as your gacha. It's an assistant to the game, opposed to hooking up your phone to the computer or however they do it now, and you know, transporting yourself to Africa so you can catch Tropius, or France to get Klefkies, and you know, those kind of things. Like, this is a piece of plastic that you stick your phone in, and to be honest, I tried it out for a week. The most I got was maybe 10,000 extra steps. It's not a huge advantage. Half the time it doesn't work. And I spend more time trying to get my phone to register the steps than it actually getting steps for me. So, you know, I could see both sides of it. I can see, you know, the point of it being kind of the same or it not. But at the end of the day, like, we all do something. There's no one here that has not broken some type of term of service or breaks it on a regular basis or whatever. In my opinion, the gacha, because it's unofficial, also because it's an auto catcher opposed to the Go Plus and the Pokeball Plus, where you have to actually press the button to spin the stop or catch the Pokemon, where the gacha, you just turn it on and you could just walk around. You're not catching the Pokemon. You're not doing anything to catch the Pokemon. You're not pressing a button. You're not doing anything. And I know people take rubber bands and tie it around their ball, you know, their Pokeballs and stuff like that. Technically, you're modifying official software. You know, I don't want to get into, you know, this like tit for tat type thing on it, and really, like, I just wanted to let you guys know, like, hey, we're human just like you. We're going to fuck up. We're going to say things and we're going to do things. I promise you, in the existence of this podcast, if this goes on for 5 years like Pokemon Go Radio, I promise you, I'm going to say something, or Dino is going to say something, or Wildcat Dad is going to say something that's going to offend somebody. We're going to say something or do something that people don't agree with. And that's just life. Like, that's just human nature. That's just people. You know, we're all going to do something that's going to bother somebody else, or we're not going to agree with. And that's, you know, it is what it is. The part that we need to do is, A, just like Tyler did, reach out to us in a respectful way. State your, you know, what you feel. You know, I will get the email and I will always talk to whoever wrote the email in person first before I respond or read it on the podcast or discuss it publicly. I'll give it straight. You know, I've never sugarcoated anything with you guys, and I'm never going to. You know, I'm going to be straight, and I'm not going to, you know, bullshit you guys. It's not what I do. So with this whole thing, like, I get it. Some people think using that swing is cheating. I don't. It's like that meme of the guy sitting down on the chair with the table with the sign that says, you know, whatever changed my mind. Like, I don't consider it cheating. You can try and change my mind, but I don't see it being any different than those things. The only thing I see is we are more comfortable with breaking the, like, alt account rule or using the gacha or Poke Genie or something like that, because, oh, we could do it. We got it from the app store, so it's okay. Or, oh, well, everybody talks about it. Everybody does it, blah, blah, blah. If everybody from every podcast and, you know, the streamers and content creators, all of them said, hey, we're using swings, Bet your ass, like, no one, people are going to go start buying swings, or if they already have them, they're going to be a little more open that they use them. So, again, that is just my two cents on it. I'm really thankful that Tyler brought this up. You know, like I said, we had a personal conversation before this, and he was okay. He understood my response, and, you know, he gave me the okay to go ahead and talk about this on the show. So, again, if you guys have anything that you want to discuss with us, we're not unreachable. Send us an email. I would prefer, if you want to talk about stuff like this, send me an email, and then I'll message you, you know, individually about it, or, you know, in opposed to posting it in the Discord or on Twitter or something like that. Like, not that I want to hide anything, but, you know, some people want to say things, but they don't want other people to know that they said it. So I get it. I respect everyone and their opinions and all of that. I think too many people in this world don't do that. I think sometimes people forget that we're all humans. So, yeah. So, speaking of Pokegenie, there was an update, if any of you guys saw it, where now they're giving you Little Cup rankings, which is amazing. It's awesome. But I don't get it, because, I mean, my Little Cup stuff is going to always pop up. It's just an extra thing that clutters my screen and whatever. But it's nice to know, like, when I catch something, if, you know, I go through it and I don't throw it away for whatever reason. So there's that. Then also, PVPoke sent out a tweet. I want to say, let me see, I'll pull it up, on the 16th. I think it was the 16th. Anyway, it's on their Twitter, where they kind of broke down Razor Shell for Samurott. And to put it in their words, Razor Shell is bad. So obviously don't try and start, you know, wasting TMs. I believe they said that it actually ends up losing more matchups than winning with the Razor Shell. So that's that. I'll put the link for the tweet in the show notes, or you could just go on Twitter and check PVPoke, which I'm sure most of you have seen this already. The other news-ish that has come out is we have a new world champion. Unfortunately, it is not my fellow Floridian, Speediest Chief, but it's nice to see that we've got another. I believe he's from the North American, like from our section. But if I'm wrong, correct me, someone. So congratulations to DuneBug97 for becoming the new world champion. So that's cool. You know, I like not seeing the same people win, even if I'm friends with them or they're friends of the show or anything like that. But yeah, so let's go ahead and let's go to the GBL section of the show. I'm going to go over our listeners' responses to Go Battle Day. We're going to talk a little Jungle Cup, and we'll see what happens after that.
Fight!
All right. So, let's see, where are we at? Okay. So, listener responses. So I sent out a message in the Discord earlier this week, and it's actually, came off. It's basically Reyes came up with the idea to ask you guys what you had thought about Go Battle Day. So I said, okay, why not? That'd be cool. So I made the post, and we got a few responses. So I'm going to go over those, and bear with me if I pause a lot. My throat is actually been acting a little weird as well. So, if there's like weird pauses, it's because of that. Okay. So first one here comes from Chipsy. They write, enjoyed GBL day, Go Battle Day. Still didn't get through 20 sets. Felt pretty spaced out by the end of the day. Fitting sets in between working and general weekend life. The only downside for me was the legendary encounters. The time and resources burnt on Lake Legend was crazy. Such a buzzkill when you're on a roll. This needs to change. I agree. this was coming up. It was coming up to midnight, and I was looking to sneak in a carryover set, but nearly didn't make it as I was stuck in the catch screen. Luckily, the catch stuck at 11:58, and I could get that carryover set in. So, I agree 100% on the encounters, just the encounters in general, regardless of it being a legendary or not. I think the legendary ones are ridiculous that you have to throw so many Pokeballs at it. It's just dumb. If you're going to give us a guaranteed encounter, like, it should be a guaranteed catch on the first throw. Like, I don't see the purpose in making us... I see the monetary purpose for them, because the more balls you waste, the more berries you waste, the more time you spend getting those back, and more money that you could possibly be putting into the game. So I guess I see what they're coming from, but at the same time, if it's guaranteed, like, who gives a shit if I caught it on the first or the 20th? Like, just give it to me on the first. It's so dumb. So the next one comes from Benny Bensu. Writes, Go Battle Day is a much better idea than Go Battle Night. That being said, they need to make more options available for each of these days. If they really want to attract people, spending 15 minutes to do a set in Ultra League was not worth the 2,500 dust I got for it. Granted, I've been a GBL casual this season, and I've only played about 100 matches so far. So my rank is not that high. I would have played much more if there was a custom one-off meta or more options than just Ultra League. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a good point. I liked it when it was Go Battle Day, and I believe we had all three. I think we had all three, and then one of the special cups, maybe? I don't know. I know it was all three. It gave you more options, I agree. I agree on that. I don't really have much more to say. The last response was from Merc Farms, and they write, my Go Battle Day went horrible for me. I kept fighting bad matchups for my team. A lot of Giratina leads. Mine wasn't that great either. I lost probably about 100, 150 points to start. And then I just kind of was like, all right, whatever, fuck this. Like, I'm just going to play in between when I have time or, during one of the kids, the kids' naps or something like that. And ended up finishing, I think, like a plus 100 points. So all in all, I lost 50. There is definitely something that happens when you switch some of your Pokemon or you switch a team or you start at different times, I'm not going to say it's a fact, but I could say go to Fish on a Heater's YouTube and look at the video from last time that me and him streamed, and you can see the minute one of us switches a lead, the next battle, it's all hard countered. Like, that's all I'm going to say. I think some of you agree with it. Some of you don't. It's one of those touchy subjects, but I definitely think there's something, maybe not a full thing, but there's something sprinkled in there that's going to kind of fuck around with your day there. All right. So Little Jungle Cup is going to start on Monday. And I've got to say, I'm not too excited about this. I like the fact that I have another option besides Master League, but I'll probably like try it a day or two. But if this goes to shit, like, I'm just gonna sit the the time out, maybe try a couple Master League sets, but I'm not gonna invest, you know, and waste time that I could be using to build other Pokemon or, you know, other things, you know, to build a Shelmet. Like, I'm not gonna do that. I don't have a Galarian Stunfisk under 500. If you do, good for you. You must have really caught a lot when they were in the wild. All of mine came from eggs. So I think a base is like 750 or something like that. I don't know how someone has an Altaria under 500. Again, these are all things that I'm sure people have. Congratulations. But I don't, and I have a feeling that it's just going to look like Great League under 500. I think there should have been, I liked the last Little Cup and the Element Cup where you weren't allowed to use evolutions. I think that's the fun of a Little Cup. Not, oh, I have this, you know, 17 CP Swablu that now I'm going to waste 400 candies on to evolve to Altaria just so I can use it for one cup. Oh, and by the way, I have to have Moonblast on it, so I'm going to waste an Elite Charge TM. Don't do it. Don't do it. Just if you're going to run it, run with what you got. Like, don't invest too much into this. I would say if you're going to invest into Little Cup, maybe invest in like things like Cottonee, let's see, like Chansey, Scorpii, things like that, that are readily available. They're the first stage. They're still going to be competitive. And more than likely, they're going to be viable in another form of Little Cup. But don't be surprised if the next Little Cup that comes around, it goes back to that, you know, first stage. And no, you know, evolved Pokemon. So the rankings here on PV Poke, we've got number one, we've got Cottonee, two Galarian Stunfisk, then Altaria, Shelmet, Skarmory, Wigglytuff, Chansey, Scrafty, Scorpii Shadow, and then I'm going to throw an 11 here, Swinub. Or Swina, whatever you guys, however it's pronounced. I mean, 3, 4 evolved Pokemon in the top 10. So there's that. Like, I don't know. Just from looking at this list, I'm not excited to play this at all. Like, I'm not. Because what am I going to do? Throw out a Squirtle against Stunfisk? Like, I don't know. There are some counters for it. that are in your first stage. Cottonee will win. It'll lose to Chikorita, Hooper, Gligar, and Azurill. So the little Azumarill one. So, I mean, they give you the options there, but, man, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough trying to gain ELO running a Chansey against, you know, one of these Pokemon. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I look at it and I'm just like, ugh, like, Chansey up against a Scrafty, like a couple power up punches and those counters are going to just chunk it away. So it is what it is on that. Looking at this list, I like the Swinub. I have a Dino. I don't think it's under 500 though. I still have my little duck from the last one, so that'll probably be what I'll be using, one of those. Let's see. I have a Litleo under 500, and I have a Wooper, so probably gonna have to try and make something work with that. I don't think I have any of these evolved Pokemon under 500. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens, and I'll report back next week. And I'm sure Dino and Wildcat will, you know, have their views on which Pokemon they've been seeing and what works for them. I can't give you that. I'm sorry. But just so everyone is aware of it, it does start on Monday. All of our Pokemon need to be under 500 CP. And it can only be normal, grass, electric, poison, ground, flying, bug, dark types. Shuckle and Smeargle are not permitted. People go, why? Why can't he Shuckle? That's weird. I heard Fish and DeFi talk about it on PvP Corner. Apparently, like, Shuckle's defense is number one in the game. Like, it's like 75 points higher than defense form Deoxys. So it would just be like rolling out a tank, you know, against a bunch of people with BB guns. Like, it's just, it wouldn't be fair. So, and Smeargle, I'm not sure why Smeargle. I feel like everybody has one. I don't know. If someone could tell me why Smeargle would be banned, I guess. I don't know. I don't get it. So, yeah. So that'll be going on the same time as Master League. I'm not even going to try and talk intelligently about Master League. I really wanted to know what the hype is on Lugia, because Lugia in Open Master League is ranked 1, and then I believe in Classic it's ranked 4. So I kind of wanted to find out why this thing would be so good in Master League and if I should be building one. But I can ask myself and I'll give myself an answer and it'll probably be wrong. So all right. So I'm going to attempt to go through the questions and try and answer as many of them as possible. So bear with me on that.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
All right, so I will tell everyone right now, if I skipped over your question, it's probably because I didn't feel comfortable answering it, and we'll answer it on the next show. So just, you know, I'm giving an apology ahead of time. So first question that I see here, and also I don't have Wildcat here to tell me which one is the first question or where to start. So I'm going to start here. The first one comes from La Flurry. I'm a teacher of students who also plays Pokemon Go. Is it unethical to beat them into the ground with the skills I learned from this Discord? No mercy. Don't mess around with Jim. Don't care if they're only children. And those were all hashtags. It is not unethical. Strike first, strike hard, no mercy. I guess, yeah. No. Why are we beating up on kids? Why are we beating up on little kids? No. I mean, I guess as a teacher, you probably want to at the end of the day. I couldn't imagine. I mean, I have 5 kids, but man, I don't know if I could be a teacher. You guys have a harder job, I think, than anyone. And unfortunately, you guys don't get the compensation to match how hard your job is. So, yeah. No. Sure. Go for it. Use our skills in your teaching there. Next question from our new fellow. Where do you guys see Pogo in the next 5 years? That's a good question. So in the 5 years since it started, there's been improvements. The game is still basically the same in the fact that you're still, you know, the mechanics of it are still the same. They added the PvP and stuff like that. In 5 years, if they haven't moved like a giant leap into making PvP an esport, or really like overhauling this game and making it like a true AR game, I don't see it lasting another five years before people just get fed up with it. I know they just shut down. I think they just shut down one of their other games. I'm not sure why. I just saw it. It popped up on a newsfeed on my phone and I just read it real quick. I didn't see why or anything like that. And I didn't even know that was a game, but apparently they shut that down. Hopefully that means all the resources that they were using on that game, they're going to move over to Pokemon Go and, you know, make it better. I don't know how many people play Ingress or what is it? The Harry Potter one. So I'm going to say that Pokemon Go is their most profitable game. Just because, again, that's just my ignorance of not knowing the other two games. I know I downloaded the Harry Potter game and played it once, and I think that was it. So, yeah, that's if it hasn't fixed the bugs in PvP and it made some type of step towards esports or did an overhaul on the gym system or just completely revamped the game to make it an augmented reality video game that's totally immersive for the player, I don't see it being even half as popular as it is now in another 5 years. I hope it does, because I'd like to be doing this podcast 5 years from now, because I enjoy it and it's fun. But obviously, if no one's playing the game anymore, then no one's listening to these podcasts. So get your shit together, Niantic. Get this going. Next question comes from Artemis Dragon. He writes, here's my question for our hosts with the most. So host today with the half most, what areas of PvP do you all feel Niantic has failed at to lure in casuals? How can they improve on it so that they as well, will be more engaged and excited for things such as move updates, etc. I guess it would be kind of what they're doing now with the, the Pokemon that are locked behind, like the rank 20 for like those people who are completionists for their dex entries. But I don't know, man. I don't see, like, I feel like this game has like its, you know, subsections that are good. Like it's good that you have people who only like doing the PvP part. It's good that you only like the, you have your shiny hunters and then you have your raiders and all those things. I like that the game has all those things, yet we can all kind of, come together on one thing, you know, whether it's like a legendary raid or, you know, something like that, events, things like that. I don't know. I don't see. I mean, it would have to be like, I guess, coin rewards, but like, I don't think I could get my wife to ever sit down and do GBL. Like, the only way it would have been she would do it is if it was very simple. She didn't have to think about it and could just press a couple buttons and win and move on to the next thing and, you know, whatever. There's a lot of thinking. There's a lot behind GBL and PvP that I just don't think is for everyone. It's you're either you love it or you hate it. You could be indifferent, but I don't know. I don't really see, like, if you're a casual, like, you're a casual for a reason. And I don't see anything that would make someone, like, I'm a casual raider, but, like, there's nothing they can do unless it was a legendary that I couldn't get my GBL reward that I had to have that is going to make me raid more than I do. These shiny lake spirits. I got whatever my lake spirits are on the last go around, and I think I did one raid. Everything else I got through GBL rewards. I don't think like move, unless you're like hardcore in a PvP or hardcore in a raiding where your moves actually matter. I don't see like my kids don't get excited when there's a move update. Like they don't care. What they care about is when a shiny gets released. What they care about is when a new legendary is out. They care about is they're really right now into getting their mega candy so that they can mega evolve all the Pokemon that can mega evolve. You know, those things, they don't care about moves. They don't, you know, the only reason that they do PvP, play GBL is because I do a podcast and I sit there and help them with it. And because they see a Pokemon that they can't get in the wild or in a raid or from an egg and they want it. So that's it. So, yeah, I think we've got another question that involves tapping and over tapping and those kind of things. I am definitely not qualified to talk about that in any sort of way. I know I overtap the majority of the time because Dino always says I'm overtapping. So I'm probably not the right person to talk about this. So with that being said, that's a show. I mean, if you guys have stuck around for 50 minutes of me talking about this, congratulations, you did it. I don't know why, but you did it. So, remember, if you have questions, you can always email us at btwpvp@gmail.com. You can message us on Twitter or, you can drop your question in the, you want answer section of our Discord. So if you're in the Discord, if not, I'll tell you how you can be in the Discord in just a moment. Dun dun dun. It's weird doing this by myself. Like, I don't have anyone to bounce off. So, oh man, now you guys can see how corny I actually am. Unless you've done like came on like a talking shit with me, there's gonna be a lot of people who are like, what the fuck is going on right now? before we wrap up, I'm going to give big thank yous to all of our Patreon supporters. If you want to support the show, you can for as little as $1 a month, which will gain access to our Discord. I will put the link for everything. All the links are in the show notes. If not, you can message us on Twitter and we can send it to you, a link or whatever. Special thank you to our Coach's Corner supporters, JD Mojo Jojo and Clifford Mert. Our Patreon producers, King Flip, Kittens and High Fives, and King Tom. And our Discord admins, Reyes683, Siegel, and Miami Doc. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at BTWPVPPodcast. Again, you can email us at btwpvp@gmail.com. We have the link for our merch store and Patreon in the show notes, along with our friends over at Palatown PvP. That's Fish on a Heater's channel server. It's fun. It's fun. I've been in there. They're super nice people. Most of them are from Australia, so if you're a night owl like I am and you want to do some raids, it's the next day there. So, follow the link in the show notes, and, I think it's like $1 a month as well for the Patreon. And he gives, his hot takes and his advice and things like that over there. So it's awesome. It's a fun place, and Fish is a great guy, and anything I could do to help him and help Palatown PvP, BTW is behind. And that's a fucking show, everybody. Thank you all for listening to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. You made it 55 minutes of my voice. I hopefully you'll tune in next week. Everyone will be back, I promise. So, all right. I've never done this before on our show. So I'm AstroZombie954. And until next time, good luck and get good. So this is normally the part where, like, we're laughing about something or someone tells a fart joke or something like that. But it's just me. So goodbye. Why are you still here? The show's over. I forget what Deadpool says at the end of the movie. So that's the end.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.